Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Gary Shaw. I'm coming to you live tonight from the McKenzie Pass on the border of basically up in Oregon. I'm sitting on the top of the mountain up here and watching over all the snow down below me. Anyway, I want to give a huge shout out to some people because our show is called Rolling Energy, and tonight is our tribute to military personnel. So I want to give a huge shout out to anybody currently in the military or currently of somebody in the past military. Thank you. Thank you so much for your service, because some of you gave some and some of you gave all. We appreciate each and every one of our service members for all you do. Thank you so much. But I also want to give huge shout outs to Sean Doc Farrell, to Richard and Joy Matuition, to Diana Anderson, and Teresa and Scott Shriver, because the show is called Rolling Energy for a reason. You see, Irv and I are always traveling all over the country, working with people, sharing things, and teaching people all about energy. And tonight's show is going to be about quantum resonating energy, which a lot of people have no clue what it is. Also, I want you to understand that we are not here to diagnose. We're not here to talk about cures. We're not here to talk about anything whatsoever medical. This is an educational and information show only, and it has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies. So please do not ask about anything medical whatsoever, because you will be cut off immediately. We do not talk about medical, and we do not talk about any kind of income claims that could be made. We are not here. We're going to talk about the education. So get a pen, get a piece of paper, take some extremely great notes, and ask some questions. And if you happen to be a first-time caller, you can win a 9-day free energy trial and get you some energy and become energized. With that, I want to introduce my friend, my co-host, my business partner, and a mentor to me, and we call him Professor Irv. Well, I just call him Irv because I've known him for ever 5 days, you know. But Irv actually taught college students and graduate students in a major university. He wrote and basically written two college curriculums for a university, a major university in Ohio. He has a my little bitty business degree, and marketing degree doesn't hold a light to his because he has an MBA. He actually physically taught all aspects of business and business development, from business strategy to planning to creative business writing. And he's put together, like myself, a couple of businesses, of brick-and-mortar businesses that were multi-million-dollar businesses. So we suggest highly that you take some great notes from our show tonight and then ask some questions. But not only do that, he has a psychology degree, he has a marketing degree, and he's one of the foremost people in the entire world that can take you in the middle of a desert, that can take you on the highest mountain, that can take you out in the middle of nowhere and show you something that you could live on and eat called weeds or berries and things that will be edible. And it would literally blow your mind at what the gentleman knows. So be prepared. Take some great notes. And then ask some questions. With that, we're going to bring on my friend, my partner, and my mentor, Irv Samuels. Take away, Professor.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate your introduction. Can you hear me appropriately?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in this evening. We're going to cover an awful lot of information. I hope you find it as fascinating as I have. Most of the people that I've introduced this to, once they begin to embrace the facts, once they begin to embrace the technologies that we're going to talk about this evening, have begun on a journey that will never leave them in the same position or the same place where we found them. In other words, what you're about to learn is life-altering. life improving, dramatically different and better than where you are today. So let's start somewhere in history about the turn of the 1900s. There was a young man who had come to America at that particular time, and he was one of the, you know, kind of highly educated individuals of the world. He was a physicist. He was a mechanical and an electrical engineer. And pretty much as time has reflected on some of his work, he has been categorized as a futurist. His name was Nikola Tesla. In fact, you may not be familiar with Mr. Tesla or, you know, some of his work. And that's unfortunate because he probably is, you know, the individual responsible for the electricity in your home. He and Edison and Westinghouse kind of, you know, got into battles over time over the technology. And he didn't receive maybe his due, but some of you may have actually come in contact with some of his work in one way or another. And basically, one of those is the Niagara Electric Plant, the hydro plant at Niagara Falls, the one that creates all the electricity for the Buffalo, New York area and that region of New York. Well, that was definitely one of Nikola Tesla's projects. And furthermore, you may have heard of a car named the Tesla. Okay, that is a brand owned by Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet. And he chose appropriately, in my opinion, a great name for his brand in that Mr. Tesla, among other things, you know, I told you he was a futurist. Get your head around thinking about this one. In 1895, in his journals, he had detailed self-driving automobiles. Wasn't even production automobiles at the time, and yet he was foreseeing what we are about to bring into practical applications in our world, and that's cars that reliably, and trucks and other vehicles that reliably drive on their own. So, was he a futurist or what? Now let's jump ahead, kind of begin to relate to some of his ideas. In the 20s, he was working on quantum resonating energy, the topic that Gary mentioned earlier. And we'll talk a lot about some applications that have developed from that initial activity. So what are those applications? And why is that relevant? Well, let's jump ahead to 2012 and talk about practicality. Let's talk about, you know, how that has all come together. So what happened in 2012 was a young man from New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention. The Tesla convention that year was in Germany. And Mike Hassler, who was a young man from New Hampshire, was invited, but his father, Rick, had some reservations in allowing his son to go because really didn't have a whole lot of worldly experience. And, you know, having been from, you know, New Hampshire and not really have had traveling experience, and he really hadn't been exposed to, and excuse my French here, but the geeky minds that his father Rick anticipated would be at that event. So Rick, you know, kind of put his foot down and said, "You're not going, Mike." Mike had a completely different opinion. They began to kind of work out the differences. And eventually Rick came around and said, "All right, Mike, you're going and I'm going with you." And I don't know, probably little, and that's an understatement, disillusioning for the young man. But the facts are that that's what happened. And Rick, the father, had recently sold one of his businesses as an Inc. 500 business to Kyocera, major industrial international business developer, manufacturer in Japan for big bucks. And Rick was kind of, you know, I'll say enjoying the leisure of his years of business development. And when he went, it was just a, you know, kind of another event in the enjoyable journey of enjoying his opulence. So they went, they heard the lectures, they attended the breakout sessions, they were overwhelmed with information on all kinds of topics, including quantum resonating energy topics. They came back to the States, and Rick pretty much pigeonholed everything he had heard, because to him, it was pretty spectacular information he heard, but it was kind of like, beam me up, Scotty, right out of Star Trek. It was science fiction. It was Star Wars at its best. And there was nothing practical in what he heard. So that's, you know, pretty much where it stood. But for Mike, he had different perceptions completely. In fact, it shocked his father, Rick, when he said to him, Dad, based upon what we were just introduced to and some ideas that I have, I believe I could develop something practical and impact the world. And with that, his father did a double take, maybe a quadruple take, and he said, what are you talking about? And Mike said, I got it, Dad. I got some great ideas, and I could put them into operation. And Rick, you know, said to his son, well, what do you need? And Mike was, you know, candid. He said, money, Dad. Money. Maybe lots of it. And Rick, you know, kind of conservative businessman, but a businessman, said, for what? And Mike began to spell out, I need state-of-the-art computer equipment and software. I need equipment to work with blue light energy. I need equipment to embed and extract frequencies. I need equipment to work with aqueous solutions relative to energy and storage. I need, and he went on and on and spelled out what literally turned out to be the basics of developing a quantum physics laboratory. And his father said, this could be pretty expensive. And Mike said, Dad, in view of what I can do with this, it will be a mere pittance. And with that, Rick gave him the checkbook. Mike went to work buying some equipment, went to work doing a lot of research and development, and hasn't stopped ever since then. And now we're, again, 8 years past that point, and he just keeps developing better and better and better technologies. But let's go back to the first development that occurred relatively shortly after he received the money to buy all this equipment. And that was, he came up with an idea that was patentable, and they filed for a patent. It was eventually granted, and they actually have developed five other patents since then. There's a lot in the works. What was that first patent, and why is it important to you? Well, the patent was for a technology which they developed into practical applications, specifically the first one being a relief modality. And this is how the patent basically puts it together. We have the ability to isolate frequencies from given sources. Everything in this universe is all about energy, and everything resonates its own individual resonating energy. So whether you're looking at a windshield, or you're driving down the pavement, or you're, you know, looking through your eye, or whether you're eating a vitamin or a mineral, or whether you're consuming a plant, everything has its own resonating energy. We have the ability to isolate that using various methods, and could read about them in our patents. They're readily available for review. And secondly, we have the ability to embed or to program using various modalities that energy into a substrate, into a material that holds the energy. And over the years, they've worked through a lot of different, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different substrates, finally coming upon the one that we use currently, which is either holograms or striated carbon fiber materials, layered fiber materials. And the reason they chose those is that they hold the frequency and it doesn't change at all. It remains vibrating as if it was in the original source of its emanating capability. And the third part of the patent is that when anything with a energy field comes into a range, a close proximity, they come around one of these storage devices, and I'm going to call those batteries from here on in because we could all kind of relate to battery store energy. This is a little different kind of battery, different kind of energy, but they hold the energy in a resonating form within this battery. And when anything with a live biofield comes into the proximity of that, it takes on the benefit as if they had consumed the original energy source, as if they had consumed the original source, period, or as if they had been in the exposure of the original emanating source of the energy. Now, what did I just say? That can't be, right? Well, it is, and somebody explained it to me in a fashion that I still didn't understand, and I still don't understand it today, and I don't expect anybody on this line to really understand it. But I hope you have enough curiosity to, step forward and investigate a lot more and try the modalities. Again, first-time listeners have the opportunity to experience them without cost tonight, so why wouldn't you try them? And anybody who has been here before has the opportunity to get more of them for free simply by introducing this information via this radio blog, which we do 5 nights a week at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And we give you a reward simply for introducing somebody who is a first-time listener. So it doesn't get any better than that. Free forever if you choose to take advantage of what we are offering. So this is what that individual said to me. He said, "Hey, you're familiar with the sun, right?" And, that's pretty much a duh. And then he said, "Are you aware that the mammalian body develops vitamin D3 in a very effective, efficient manner when it is exposed to the resonating energy of the sun?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Do you know that you can't overdose on the development of vitamin D3 in the body based upon sun exposure, no matter how long you're exposed to the sun?" And I said, "Yeah, I guess I understood that." And they said, "Do you understand that man has not figured out even remotely how to develop anything, either, natural or synthetic, that has been able to ultimately do as effective dissemination of that energy to stimulate the vitamin D3 in the body?" And I said, "Well, it makes kind of sense to me, the ultimate design of the universe, how can man do better?" And at that point, he said, "Bingo." And I thought about it, and that is a bingo. Basically, if we would take the resonating energy of the sun, if we would extract that particular frequency that impacts the development of vitamin D3 in the body and put it into a resonator, we wouldn't need the sun to do that. Well, we haven't done that, but, it's maybe in the works eventually. But the bottom line is, that's what our batteries do. And the first one, Relief, is amazing. It has now over 100 different frequencies embedded in it, and simply by bringing those into the range of any mammal that has a complication in their lives that is creating some kind of discomfort, maybe it's physical, You know, maybe it's something like nausea, maybe it's indigestion, maybe it's stress or anxiety. It will bring energy into the body at such levels as the body needs, and eventually, you know, as you are going through the experience of the resonating energy in this relief modality, which looks like a little Band-Aid, it's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and it is a peel and stick that holds energy for about 72 hours, 3 days, you will begin to experience relief. Some people, you know, kind of experience it instantaneously. I mean, I've seen it in minutes where people, you know, begin to recognize things are improving. Others, you know, maybe they're much larger and they have body mass that, you know, is you know, triple that of some other people's body mass. It may take longer. Maybe they have, you know, other things in their bodies that you know, are slowing the process of them adapting to this energy, this additional energy that's being introduced. You know, it could be they're dehydrated, and that's a major concern because energy levels in the body are optimized with proper hydration. And possibly there's other blockages, energy blockages, and other complications that it may take a little longer. It may take a combination of various modalities you're going to hear about tonight. But the bottom line is, there is no downside, and it is so much safer than any other alternative ever brought to mankind for the relief of challenges. So try one. Try them as soon as possible and experience the benefit that those of us that have been blessed with having these in our possession understand and experience on an ongoing, regular basis. Now I'm going to really hustle through a few other modalities the company has available. One is called a nitro battery, and what it does is it stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide in your body. Look it up. Figure out what that's all about, why that's important, but I'm going to give you a takeaway, and that is it's a natural vasculator. It literally affords your body the ability to better disseminate nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. How important is oxygen? Well, quit breathing for a while and you could figure that out. Will you perform better if you have higher levels of oxygen? Absolutely. Better performance in every aspect of your life. Mental clarity and focus, the ability to perform a little more aggressively and recover quicker. If you're in some kind of competitive activity, maybe enough to give you the edge that you're looking for in that sport. In the bedroom, better performance, is that important? And we go on and reflect on every aspect of our lives. Is it better to perform better, or would you perform, you know, would you prefer to perform at a limited capability of what your body is able to provide? Most people want optimal performance, and nitric oxide is a key component to allow your body to do that. We have a burn modality. If you want to drop some inches and pounds, if you want to go through a natural detox process, get some of that chemical pollution that we're exposed to on a daily basis through the food we eat, the water we consume, the air we breathe, the chemical toxins we're exposed to, use burn. If you want to suppress some of that urges for crazy, you know, kind of binging, you know, the sugars that a lot of us crave, use burn. You'll experience things that are going to change your life, improve your life. We have an immune patch, and I'm not even going to go into how valuable that is in this day and time, but I'm going to tell you a story, and that's I'm highly allergic to cat dander. And when I'm exposed to cats, I go through a process, my eyes start to water, my nose starts to run, and if I'm exposed much longer, I break out in welts and hives. Well, not anymore. All I need to do is keep one of these immune, you know, batteries. They look like Band-Aids. Company recommends that you use two. I haven't had to use two in most cases to handle my, you know, kind of immune deficiency or, you know, the complication that I have in my body. One usually is enough. And when I'm exposed to cats now, if I have one on, I don't have to worry about that exposure. If I don't have one on, I need to run and get one, and it reverses the symptoms that have developed in a relatively short period of time. That is life-altering for a person with allergies. So all I could say is try them. You know, experience the benefits. You don't need to go through the sniffles needlessly anymore and some of the other symptoms that, you know, you may be experiencing on an ongoing basis in your life. We have one called CBD, cannabidiol. CBD is you know, huge relative to consumer growth within the world of wellness. Why? Because it stimulates the endocannabinoid system. The endocannabinoid system is a system that brings the body back into balance or homeostasis. You want your body in balance. CBD is one of those substances that has been shown to effectively stimulate that system, guiding your body back to homeostasis. And that's balance of every aspect of your life, your every system. You know, we're dealing with your, you know, basically your nervous system. So, you know, you could reel in some of that crazy, unwanted stress and anxiety that we often deal with. Your hormonal system, your endocrine system. You know, how many times are things not working right in your body because your hormones are not in balance? Your nervous system, your digestive system, your muscular skeletal system. It goes on, every system in your body can be impacted dramatically by stepping up your endocannabinoid system function. So highly recommend trying our resonators. You'll find that they're so much simpler to get the benefits from than any concoction that you could buy, even the high-end CBDs in the marketplace. You know, you could buy CBD tinctures and you know, certain products are $400 and more. And they may last, you know, a week or 2 weeks. Well, our resonators are amazing. We even have it in a carbon fiber modality that lasts years. You know, it's guaranteed unconditionally for a year. And it resonates continuously, the frequency of full-spectrum organic CBD, so that everybody on the planet can benefit from it because it's energy only. So if you have a CDL, if you work for the military, if you're a federal employee, a state employee, a school district employee, if you're a veteran, if you have a health insurance policy that says you can't put any cannabis in your system, we have the perfect solution. Try it. You'll love it. And then we have other things like sleep. We have one called Wow. We have one called Revive. Get back to the individual who invited you here tonight and get the details. I'm going to move on, talk about three other things briefly. One deals with EMF, electromagnetic frequency. We are a highly technical society, and as such, we specifically have so many reasons why we need to protect ourselves from the gadgets and gizmos that we use every day. Things like your cell phone, your router, your laptop, your notebook, your vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer, your smart TV, your smart appliances, your burglar alarm system, the smart meter on your house, it goes on and on. And we have a simple sticker. It's one of these batteries. It's designed to mitigate the complications of EMF, electromagnetic frequency or electromagnetic radiation from those devices around us. We could prove and demonstrate how well they work. And we sold millions and millions of them around the world. Join us in protecting yourself and your loved ones as soon as possible. We have a modality called a food freshness card, unique patented technology, and it provides amazing benefits in so many ways, and it will save you a tremendous amount of money. Why? Because among other things, it extends the vibrancy, the vitality, the freshness of things that tend to deteriorate in your refrigerator, in your food pantry, in your dog's dish relatively quickly. Cut flowers will last much longer. You won't have to be throwing out spinach because it went slimy on you before you were able to use it. Your red raspberries will remain vibrant. Your bananas won't be, you know, kind of critically put into, turn them into banana bread today or throw them out. You'll be given options to enjoy those things that you spend your hard-earned cash on. Or in my case, that I spend a lot of time, you know, and a lot of effort gathering from nature. And unfortunately, you know, depending on where we are or, you know, what the circumstances are, they begin to deteriorate before we get to consume them all. What a waste. A third plus of all the food produced and harvested in our world goes to waste. We have a solution that will save you a tremendous amount of money. Get one, get two, get five. Get them as soon as possible and begin to experience the savings. And we move on. The final item I'm going to talk about is called an earthing card. It is definitely the quintessential item in the product line. And what it does is it specifically has frequencies embedded in it to protect against 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. You may have the simple EMF shields on individual devices, but you can't, you know, protect against the complications of those broadcasters that are now becoming more pernicious. They're coming to a neighborhood near you. In fact, Elon Musk is launching 30,000 plus satellites that are going to put 5G pretty much everywhere around the world. And these simple cards, by having one in your presence, protect you to a large degree from the irradiating cloud that is absolutely part of our lives in this modern era. And furthermore, simply by having one of these, and we demonstrate it all the time, they improve strength, they improve range of motion, they improve your ability to be much better balanced. For many people, they bring mental clarity and focus, they begin to reduce inflammation, they do so many powerful things to bring you back to a more vital state of health. It only makes sense to have one on your presence all of the time. So that pretty much covers it. For those veterans that have joined us this evening, we certainly appreciate everything you have done. For those that are active military, we can't say enough. Freedom certainly is not free, and your efforts and your actions are duly appreciated. And I hope that you can internalize some of the ideas that we put forward today to solve some of your challenges. And if you're looking for extra income, and a lot of people in this world, a lot of people that are actively and gainfully employed are not quite making it. You know, they just like a little more. And for those individuals that have been displaced, you know, due to recent circumstances in our world, maybe we have the perfect solution, because you have the ability, if you choose, to become a brand partner and profit from these technologies. And I won't go into the detail, but I'll tell you that whether you're looking for a little adjunct income, whether you're looking for a great way of trying all of these products without having to spend your hard-earned cash to do that, you can do that with this particular patented exclusive technology. You can become a brand partner. It doesn't cost anything to do so. You can then, you know, begin to share this information with other people, and you never have to do an explanation like you heard tonight. Please don't even try. Let the resources that we put together, we archive this radio, you know, this radio broadcast so that anybody anywhere in the world can have access to any one of our episodes anytime. We have the ability to invite people to these live broadcasts and reward not only the new first-time listener with resonators, a 9-day supply, or they even have an option to get 24 days worth, and we'll go into detail momentarily on that. But the invitor also gets a 6-day supply for each individual that he introduces this information to. And if those individuals go further and they want to procure any additional products within the product line, it's expanding dramatically. You're going to see literally hundreds of different modalities available. He has or she has the ability to get compensated for bringing that individual to this technology. And that could be, again, part-time activity, creating part-time income. You could get a little more serious and step it up and develop full-time income working part-time, or you could literally create any income level that you aspire to develop. There are no ceilings on the income potential based upon this technology. With that, all I can say is please don't procrastinate. At least take a position as a brand partner while you're investigating. There is no risk in doing that, and you have everything to gain. With that, Gary, take it away.
Thank you, Herb. Splendid job. Splendid job. All right. Does anybody have any questions, comments, a testimonial? We're waiting to get some good people to share some stories. Sean, has anybody pressed one yet? And if not, do you want to tell your story about what the little resonator done for your shoulder and what happened to your shoulder while we're waiting on somebody to press one if you don't have anybody?
Well, so far we've got nothing but repeat listeners, but I'll go ahead and tell you about what happened. Last February, I'm a truck driver, and last February, a truck got away from me and pulled me off of a trailer, flatbedder. So I caught myself from hitting the ground by a strap with my left arm and tore up the rotator cuff, the labrum, which is where the ball of your arm sits into, and tore my bicep loose on one hit. I had surgery on the 11th of June, and I was in a lot of discomfort, and I had to sleep sitting up, which is very uncomfortable, and I couldn't really get any sleep. About 2 days later, Gary brought me some Relieve and the CBD. First off, I'm always leery about the CBD because I'm a truck driver and we can get randoms, and if we get caught, well, you're done. But I tried the Relieve right off the bat. I was like 2 blocks from home and pulled in and got into back in the house and sat down, put one on my shoulder, and about 8 minutes later, I was gone to sleep. I had had in 3 or 4 days, and I enjoyed that sleep. I kept using those patches, and it got me through physical therapy. Normally, it's 16 weeks minimum before you're allowed to get back to work after the surgery. I was back to work on the 24th of July. Since it was the Relieve was working so well, I thought, okay, well, I'll try the CBD. And I did. A friend of mine works for Missouri Department of Corrections, and I said, hey, I'm trying something out. You just test people that with a test that's equal to what we use for DOT, and I paid him for the test. He did it, and there was no CBD in my system at all from using the CBD patches also. So when they say that these products work, they really work. And they help you out in so many different ways and advantages that you don't realize until you start using them. So, and we still have no listeners.
Basically, remember, you actually, you could cut 10 weeks out of your physical therapy. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah.
Wow.
That put me back to work a lot faster than they were expecting at my job. So, you know.
It even impressed your
doctor.
It's an
awesome little thing. Yes. In fact, he's on one of my legs.
Cool. See, that works. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. Does anybody have a testimonial? Press 1. I'd like to hear from everybody that's on the call tonight and just get your feedback because we can't improve nothing unless we know your feedback. So good or bad, you know, now's your time to basically you can say whatever you want and we won't hold it against you. So if you would, just let us know exactly what it is that you think about what you heard tonight and basically about the show. So if you would, please let us know what you think. Press 1. Love to hear from you. Anyone?
No, sir.
Why we got a bunch of shy people? Go ahead and start opening up lines.
Here we go. 7240, you are live.
Hey, this is Dave Anderson.
Hey, how
today,
you doing, Dave?
I'm going awesome, sort of. I smashed 3 of my fingers under a gigantic I-beam and started gushing out with blood and everything. But during the patch-up for putting Band-Aids on 3 of my fingers, because they're still there, almost lost them. It was that close. I had my son go out to the car and grab some relief patches. Well, this thing's gooey, and I don't know what you guys know about getting cuts, but it starts throbbing super fast. Well, what I did is I put a couple of those relief patches. It was on my left hand. On the first finger behind the knuckle and the little finger behind the knuckle. And now that was, when was that? 2:30-ish. Never experienced any discomfort at all. Nothing. Zero. And I had a gigantic Band-Aid on 3 of my fingers because it really crushed them badly. But as of intense issue that I could have had, it was awesome. Totally not there at all. You know, the throbbing and the, I don't know. It could really be Urshi, you know. But it was amazing. It blew me away. In fact, the guy that we're putting this lift in this guy's garage, he looked at me and goes, "What are those silver things on your hands?" I says, "Well, I don't want to have any hurting going on here, so I put these things on." He goes, "Well, you can explain it later." Because we thought my fingers were going to be gone. This I-beam fell on them, and when I pulled my hand back out, I was glad my fingers were still on. It was bad. It was nasty bad. But in front of my son, in front of the homeowner, I put those little modalities on my hand, the top of my hand, and it was unbelievably awesome. No, I still, even now, right now, tonight, I don't feel any of that throbbing that I should have had or still should have. So those things work, the relief ones. You guys.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Man, it was
and
good.
Yeah, I bet it was. All right. 7539, you're live.
Hi.
Hi,
Sue. I've just been listening in.
Awesome. Well, welcome.
My name's Maria.
Maria, welcome.
Thank
Who invited you?
Sheila did.
Sheila, okay. What's your questions?
I really don't have health problems. I mean, but I actually wanted to listen because I have a friend who's 75, and Sheila said that Marianne's got a lot of health problems, and her heart being one of them. And she said something about the nitric oxide, but the nitro. Where can I get some information on that for her? I wanted her to be able to be on the call tonight, and she couldn't because she had a prior commitment.
We do archive all of these calls, and we also have a specialty, you know, call us a seminar that was recorded on the benefits of the nitric oxide. But there is a really simple video that will, you know, kind of open your eyes to the power of these energy modalities. One of our batteries, which is called the relief battery, we actually have a medical doctor who looks at the effect of the energy embedded within the relief battery on the blood, on the bloodstream. And I highly recommend that when you get a chance, you not only ask Sheila for her, you know, to get the information directly to you so that you could share with the individual that would like to get all the benefits of you know, kind of enhancing her normal cardiovascular activity. And there's three things that come to mind. One is she should watch the video on the dark field microscopy that shows the impact of our energy, and you know, in a matter of a minute and a half, you could see the dramatic impact it has on blood flow, you know, kind of converting it from the way most of our blood is somewhat stagnated and not nearly as vibrant and oxygenated as it should be. And you'll see the difference. I mean, it's so visible. It's absolutely mind expanding when you can see the impact that we can have on anybody's blood instantaneously. So that's available at tinyurl.com/proofintheblood. And again, Sheila will get this to you, so you don't, you know, need to worry about it, you know, right now. But I could repeat it if you want to do that.
I'll get the information from Sheila.
Okay.
That's fine.
Good. And secondly, the nitro patch, you know, definitely stimulates nitric oxide production in the body. And back in 1998, there was a Nobel Physics Prize won by, there were actually a group of pharmacologists that were working, charting the pathways in which nitric oxide impacts the mammalian body. And from that original dissertation, we know so much. And now, you know, there's been literally, that was again in 98, so we're talking about more than 20, you know, years of research ongoing since then. We know so much about the importance of nitric oxide. And ultimately, when you indeed begin to stimulate nitric oxide level production, and you can actually test that in the body. There are test strips that you can get to find out where your nitric oxide levels are currently. And as you begin to enjoy these resonators, which you swap out every 72 hours, you can watch your body go back to, you know, higher and higher levels of production so that you are, you know, I hate to, you know, kind of say that you're getting younger, but your body is functioning in a manner that is closer to the way and more efficiently on an ongoing basis, similar to what you had experienced when you were much younger. And the benefit of that related to every aspect of your cardiovascular function is just amazing. Okay. And the third thing is that CBD, which is again, a natural substance, and we don't have any chemicals in any of our modalities. They're all perfectly safe for the oldest geriatric on the planet, the youngest infant on the planet, and everybody in between. And we don't have to, you know, worry about any drug interaction. We don't have to worry about, you know, any complications relative to dosage, because the body only utilizes the energy that it needs. And using our CBD modality, it stimulates the endocannabinoid system, which brings things back into balance. And balance in your cardiovascular system is the difference between, you know, possibly developing some kind of anomalous circulatory disease or remaining perfectly healthy. So if I had any challenges related to, you know, my cardio system, those mm-hmm. are the three that I would definitely embrace immediately. And on top of that, the freshness card and the earthing card both have major impact. And I hope we hear, you know, within the next couple of moments, some testimonials on the benefits of the, well, both. But the freshness card, even though it was designed to enhance, you know, freshness and vitality, the point is that the frequencies that were embedded into that hologram reduce the complications of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And they also play a major role in optimal cardiovascular health. And then the earthing card, the principle of earthing, and again, Sheila will, you know, share a medical doctor's answer to the question of how much earthing is enough with you to review. It's only 8 minutes long, and boy, is it eye-opening. But we know that the principles of earthing have so many benefits, including benefits to the cardiovascular system, that it is, you know, probably the biggest natural thing that you could possibly do to enhance viability and optimal function. It reduces inflammation dramatically. And inflammatory, you know, kind of response is what, you know, ultimately leads to most of the complications that are associated with cardiovascular disease. So, you know, we have mm-hmm. some revolutionary helping, supporting, healthful modalities that everybody should begin to incorporate as regular protocols if they're seeking optimal health. Hope that helps.
This isn't just for people that have all kinds of illnesses. This is also to keep you healthy, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the proactive
maybe
is.
Maybe I definitely would be interested then for myself too. Yep.
Yep. And as you investigate more and as you begin to experience, and you may think you're perfectly healthy, and I hope you are, but, you know, there's stress in our world that begins, there's so many stressors that complicate optimal health. You know, they're subtle in the beginning, but unfortunately when, you know, accumulative action, you know, EMF, electromagnetic frequency, in combination yeah. with, you know, stress and anxiety, in combination with inflammation, you know, it sneaks up on you. And unfortunately, we go, you know, usually in a really relatively short period of time from what we think is a healthy state to having some major compromises. And most of those are preventable if we take the right actions.
Yep.
So pay attention. Some cool experiences coming forth.
Great.
Thank you
thank
for
you
being
all very much.
Me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we've lost Mr. Shaw. And we have nobody else with questions or anything right this moment.
Okay. Let me just tell one testimonial, and anybody else that would like to, you know, come forward, that would be great. I have, you know, basically had a, you know, major experience with the earthing card. At one point in time, I was doing one of my weed walks, and I came back and I, you know, was really dehydrated. I was thirsty. I was miserable. It was a hot day, and I was worn out. And I happened to, you know, see in my vehicle that I had a cup of iced tea that was on the floor, and it still had some ice in it. You know, I picked it up and heard the ice. I took the largest swig that anybody could ever take out of, you know, a drink, looking for that instant relief of my thirst. And I felt this big clump in my mouth, and it was a bee. And I spit it out immediately. I didn't even know what it was at the time, but I, you know, figured it didn't belong in my tea, whatever it was. And unfortunately, it wasn't fast enough, and it stung me on the tongue. And I took the earthing card, and I started, you know, waving it on my tongue. Had it been, you know, kind of sterilized, but often I pass it to other people because simply by having it in somebody's hands, they begin to feel the energy of the card. They begin to get the benefits of that earthing frequency embedded into the card. And as a consequence, I was just waving it on my tongue, you know, rather than just laying it on my tongue, which is what I would do had I had a virgin card. But it didn't take very long until and you don't want to get stung. I advise, do not get stung on the tongue. That's a bad place. And it began to relieve the intense discomfort. I mean, it was horrendous, how annoying it was. And it didn't take very long until it began to mitigate that complication, and then the swelling started to go down. So now I call that earthing card first aid in a card. I mean, it's pretty remarkable having, you know, just the fundamental energy of the earth and having the ability to, you know, kind of direct it to address specific inflammation in the body. Yet we can do that now. So that's just a quick opening. A lot of people with the freshness cards now are using them for so many different applications because we tend to be impacted with mold and bacteria and fungi in so many different ways. You know, when it eventually enters your stomach in an inappropriate fashion, you get the wrong bacteria, you know, flourishing, you end up having, you know, major episodes of digestive discomfort or distress. When you specifically, you know, get to the point where you have fungi, you know, developing somewhere in your body, you know, candida, you know, going, replicating in a uncontrolled fashion, it creates complications. Well, we're finding that the freshness card steps in between, and it begins to really benefit, you know, the body, the, you know, anything living in such a dramatic way. And it has so many other outlying benefits that the more we experiment with those cards, the crazier the benefits that people are reporting. And it's getting more and more exciting. We're bringing on practitioners from around the world. We had Dr. Marie from France do a specialty explanation of, you know, how she uses it in her wellness practice. She's a naturopath, and she's a Reiki master. And she absolutely exposes every one of her patients to that modality before she even begins treatment. And it has so many benefits. We have a video on that again, you know, we can get to anybody that's interested in watching it, that will just be eye-opening. This is fascinating and extremely effective. Anybody else tune in yet, Sean, that wanted to participate?
No, sir.
Okay. With that,
nobody's pressed.
We certainly appreciate everybody for being on board this evening. We will be back on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. And there is a webinar at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening that goes over, you know, all the products very briefly. It goes into the specific income opportunity associated with becoming a brand partner. And it really will give you some eye-opening vision to why everybody should, you know, develop a I'll call it a plan B or a secondary strategy to protect your circumstances, to improve your health. And please get back to the individual who invited you here tonight. Get the details. Join us often. You're always welcome. Thanks, Sean, for being on the board. Thanks, Gary, for your hard work and your ability to, while you're, you know, working continuously on the road, still provide the assistance that you do 5 days a week on this program and all the work that you do with your entire team. We appreciate everyone. And please step up to the plate and help us share this wellness modality around the world. So many people don't know about it yet and need to know about it yesterday. Thanks all, and have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you all, and God bless America.